This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day. Revelation 14:6 tells us that the Apostle John saw a vision of an angel flying in mid-heaven with an eternal gospel to preach to the earth. While some show an interest in the angel, the point is the adjective before the gospel he preached. It was an eternal gospel. This would refer to its origin and ends, as well as to its content and implications. But we learn from this phrase of the eternal gospel that it fosters a fear and worship of God. The angel implied this, for in the next verse he called the world to fear God, to give him glory, and to worship him who made the heavens and the earth. The preaching of the eternal gospel fosters one's fear and worship of God, both the unbeliever and the believer. Quite interestingly, Paul referred to five aspects of this eternal gospel in his letter to the Hebrews. They were a persecuted people. Their faith was growing weak. They were losing sight of why Jesus, their Messiah, was their only Messiah. Paul's mention of eternal features of the gospel would encourage them, as it will you and me and all who believe. He mentioned the elementary teaching of eternal judgment, because all people, having sinned against an infinitely holy, just, perfect, and sovereign God who is eternal, get only what is consistent with his nature, and that is eternal judgment and destruction. Which is why Paul explained that Christ provides eternal salvation and eternal redemption because of his blood shed once for all and as eternal spirit, thus keeping his human nature from being destroyed under God's wrath at the cross. So there is an eternal inheritance for those who believe, not a temporary one that, like ours, eventually dwindles, but one to last forever. So Paul ends by noting the eternal covenant by which Jesus provides all these spiritual saving blessings to his people, that eternal covenant of which even Noah, Abraham, Moses in Israel, and David partook by faith. So then, believe the eternal gospel, and because of it, fear God. Give him glory and worship, the eternal God, by the eternal gospel, since by faith in Jesus Christ, you have eternal life. This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day.